There's a part of Milwaukee where every residential block has multiple numbers of men who've served time in prison. It's the 53206 zip code on the city's north side, and it's where we go next in our Project Milwaukee series. Over 6 months, we're examining black male incarceration in Wisconsin. No other state puts black men behind bars at a higher rate. Today, WUWM's Erin Toner explores the impacts on 53206. She found devastation and signs of hope.
I've come to the Dominican Center for Women at 24th and Locust. We have more black men from this area in prison than anywhere else in the city. And so we're going to head inside and talk with Sister Patricia Rogers and get some of her thoughts on the neighborhood and how people are doing.
If you're just looking at the surface of what's here, you're going to see a lot of boarded up houses. You're going to see people or young men, especially when it's warmer outside, standing around.
The sources of those problems are deeper, says Sister Rogers. She's executive director of the Dominican Center. It helps women and men in this neighborhood learn to read or get jobs. A third of its working-age adults are unemployed, and nearly 4,000 black men here are either in prison or have been. Rogers says incarceration is this community's greatest problem.
When you think of 7% of African-American children have one parent incarcerated, that's a lot. And then we have parents who are incarcerated that did have jobs at one time. So the financial piece that's not coming back into the community because of this incarceration, it's just leaving this area devastated.
I live on 24th and Burleigh, 53206, and I've been here my entire life.
Dennis Walton is 39 years old. He says his childhood here was beautiful and peaceful, but the neighborhood began to change when he was in his 20s.
I saw the total destruction of my community. I saw an influx of drugs. I saw an influx of crime. The jobs were being dismantled from our community.
Walton says he got caught up in street life and admits he served time in jail. But he says his strong family helped him turn his life around. He went to college and then came back here to work as a community organizer. Recently, Walton helped establish the Amani United Neighborhood Association, a sprout of renewal and hope.
For too long, we've dealt with a top-down type of perspective to where agendas are already created and dictated to the community instead of organizing the community around those issues and allowing the solutions to come specifically from the individuals.
Walton says the social problems in 53206 took decades to develop, and the solutions will also take time. One group working to find solutions is meeting this morning at St. Matthew CME Church on North 9th Street.
Hi there. I'm here to meet with Pastor Shaw.
Okay.
See where the doors are closed there?
Yes. Just go right in.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The so-called 53206 Committee is a group of religious leaders who gather monthly to talk about the problem of black male incarceration. Today they're discussing whether to bring in a leader who's addressed the issue in St. Louis.
She does seem to be passionate about the message and her concern for mass incarceration, and you see what she's done.
The group knows that many men here need jobs, but too many employers won't hire ex-offenders, so that's something to work on. After the meeting, I sit down with Richard Shaw, the pastor at St. Matthew. He says changing sentencing laws for some nonviolent crimes would make the area safer.
Because when you have individuals going into prisons for nonviolent crimes, they're going to pretty much come out violent because of the environment in the prisons.
But those are big goals, sentencing reform and more jobs for felons. Not easy or likely to happen soon. So what you find today in 53206 are programs to connect with residents so they can share the burdens they carry. Mothers whose sons died on the street, aimless men with criminal records, grandmothers raising grandkids. Despite those realities, Sister Patricia Rogers of the Dominican Center says more people here need to know they can demand better.
In fact, we were told at one time, because the question from the community came, why is it that we have so many incarcerated people in this area, and why are there so many sex offenders? And the response was, it's because you're the area of least resistance. And so that's what we're fighting against.
Longtime resident Dennis Walton sees more neighbors engaging with each other in positive ways.
There is progress. You know, residents are mobilizing, they are organizing, they are educating themselves.
There are other small, though meaningful, victories. Late last year, Children's Hospital opened a primary care clinic in Walton's neighborhood, and its residents helped draw up plans for the renovation of Moody Park. We stopped by to see.
And right now, it's completely covered in snow, but there's a big sign hanging on the fence here showing a rendering of the new park. There's basketball courts, some big open green spaces, and what looks like a community center of some kind. And the sign says construction will start here in the spring. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.